Today's share in the Deir Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Tes Omud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, Mitzvah Hashem, finishing up Simen Shin Mem Hei. And we will, Mitzvah Hashem, start Simen Shin Mem Vav. We begin with the last Sif in Shin Mem Hei, which is on the second line of Kuf Tzadi Tes Omud Beis with Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber tells us today what are the halachos of a Makom Ptur, the fourth of the domains that we've been talking about, Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaYochid, the Carmelis, and now the Makom Ptur. The Mechaber says, Makom Ptur, this Makom Ptur, the definition of it is, Hu Makom She'ein Bo Arba Al Arba. It is by definition a small area. It is less than four tefachim by four tefachim. V'gavoa mishlosha v'malo ad l'rokia. It starts from an area that is three tefachim above the ground, and it goes all the way up to the Shemayim, up to the Rokia. If it's less than three tefachim, so then it's subordinate usually to the area around it, as we've already learned and we'll learn again today. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Pei Aleph, Tvachim Rocha, we're talking here about it's four tvachim by four tvachim, and this is the minimum. Afilhu Aroch Elef Amma, even if one side was 100 Amma, if the other side is less than four tvachim, so then we don't multiply together and say it still has an area more than 16 square tvachim. Each side has to be at least four tvachim by four tvachim. The meruba arba tvachim al arba tvachim. At a minimum, it must have at least four tvachim in the length and in the width. One side can be far longer than that, but if the other side is less than four tvachim, it doesn't count. And it has to be, as we mentioned, above three tvachim. Sivkot and Pebez, the Mishneh Berurah explains, the pachos mishlosha, if it's less than three tvachim, batel legabe karka, it is subordinate to whatever domain it's in, as we've already learned, ukedila el, besif yud. So that's when we're going up. The Mechaber continues, he says, Ocharitz, if you're going down, if you have some sort of a ditch, She'ein bo arbo al arbo, which is less than four tvachim by four tvachim wide, v'amok yosem yishlosha, it's more than three tvachim deep. This, again, we'll see, means it's at least 3.0 tvachim and deeper. If it's less than three tvachim, so then it's considered subordinate to the ground. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pegimel, the way I just did, that this is actually a toe sofer over here when the Mechaber writes Yoser Mishlosha. It should say Vitzarech Lomar V'omok Shlosha V'yoser. If it's 3.0 or deeper, so then it's considered a separate entity. If it's less than 3 Tvachim, it's subordinate to the surrounding area. Mechaber continues, he says, likewise, V'chein ha-mechitzos ha-givos mishlosha ulamala. If you have over here mechitzos that are surrounding it, that go up from 3.0 tvachim and upwards, the ein beinehem arbo al arbo, and the area that they're surrounding is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, all of these are called a mokum tur. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Pedalet explains, miloshon zeh mashma, we see from over here that we don't count the ein ovi ha-mechitzos mitzarif li-arbo. What we're talking here about having a 4x4 area, that means free space. It doesn't include the thickness of the walls. And we've already had this discussion. He says, V'ayin le'el, in Sivkot and Gimel, Masha Kosavinu Shom, we had the same discussion over there, that you do not include the walls over here in determining that this is a 4 tefach by 4 tefach area. So this is the Mechaber's definition of a Makom Ptur. The Rama adds over here, Haga, V'chol zeh dafka bi'omid b'shus harabim. These definitions over here of a Makom Ptur is when the surrounding area, besides this Makom Ptur, is a Rishus HaRabim. As the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pehei, Pirish, the Rama is telling us over here, the Mishneh Berurah says, Kol at Siyurim HaMavar Misiv Zeh, everything that we're bringing down in this Sif over here, is when we're talking, the Be'ein Bo Arbo Al Arbo, it doesn't have 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim length and width. Then it's called heavy Makom Ptur if it's less than that. This is only Dafko Ba'omid Rishus HaRabim. This definition is when the surrounding area is Rishus HaRabim. But if we're talking about that this area is within a Carmelis, Avo Ba'omid B'Carmelis, then Afal Gab the Lohavi Arbo, even then, if it's not 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, it still retains the status over here of a Carmelis. It doesn't become a Makom Ptur, heavy Carmelis. The Motzo Min Est Mino, as we'll see, a Carmelis really, Midaraisa, is a Makom Ptur. And therefore, when we have this Makom Ptur over here within a Carmelis, it reverts back to being considered like a Carmelis. Motzo Min Est Mino, this species, so to say, found its like species. And therefore, Hainu, Ha Makom Ptur over here, Potter Sakam Lashimino. It's really the same thing. Shehu Gam came Mokum Turmin HaTorah, as I just mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that Min HaDin, Min HaDaraisa, Karmelis is also Mokum Tur. And therefore, the Neor, so to say, reawakens, the Nischazik Ayidei Mino, and it becomes strengthened, so to say, by its surrounding Karmelis area, Litzdarif Imo V'Lios Kamo, and it becomes a Karmelis, and it doesn't become a Mokum Tur. It's only when it's in Rishas HaRabim that this type of a dimension becomes a Mokum Tur, but it's when the Karmelis, then it reverts, so to say, back to becoming a Karmelis again. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Pevav, Vedino ke Karmelis, that its halach is like a Karmelis. And he points out, Uba Omud, Oba Mechitzo Sanal, if you have over here a post or some sort of a enclosed area, Lo Havi ke Karmelis, then it's not a Karmelis, Elo Adasor Tvachim, only up until 10 Tvachim. Avo Bechoritz, but when you're dealing over here with going down, with a ditch, with a hole, Afilu Omuk Mea Ama. So then, it can go down much further than that. The din of a karmelis can extend downwards much further than it extends upward. The chanal ba'agob is of yuchesed. We learned already in yesterday's shir. And the Ramah adds over here that this din is brought down from the Ran in Parakeitzad Mishtatfim. And he says over here in the Girsa that we have, Vahagos Mordechai. And if you look in the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, Ran Beperakama, the Shabbos Vahagos Maimani, it should say, Kach Tzorech Lomar, not Hagos Mordechai. And it's also, the Ramah continues, he says, this is found in the Tur, in the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rambam. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says there is another opinion. V'yeshcholkin, there are those that disagree. The Omrim, and they hold, the ain chiluk bein Rishus HaRabim leKarmelis. They don't make this distinction between Rishus HaRabim and a Karmelis, that a Mokum Ketur can exist even over here in a Karmelis. And this is the opinion of Rashi, the Magid Mishnah, in the name of the Rashba. However, Avolim Omid Rishus HaYochid, everybody agrees that if you're talking about a space over here within Rishus HaYochid, l'kol yam adino kim Rishus HaYochid, if it's so small over here, it becomes subordinate to Rishus HaYochid, and he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, that it would retain its status as being a Rishus HaYochid, as opposed to in a Karmelis or a Rishus HaRabim, it would be a Mokum Ptur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Pei Zayin says, shekol dover shu besoch Rishus HaYochid, because the rule is anything found inside a Rishus HaYochid, hu Rishus HaYochid, has the status of Rishus HaYochid, and this is true, ben gavoa, ben namach, when it's going up high or whether it's going down low, ben rochav, ben katzah, when it's wide or whether it's very narrow, and he brings it down the name of the Beis Yosef. And he adds, Ayin b'achronim, shemitzadid l'horos k'dei arishona, that the achronim over here, paskin, like the first opinion, that within a karmelis, the mokum p'tur isn't the mokum p'tur, it's like a karmelis, within Rishus HaRabim, it's like a mokum p'tur. And he says as well, look in the bir halacha. In the bir halacha over here, in the yesh chokim, he brings down, the Chofetz Chaim says, the reason why he passes over here like the first opinion, because that seems to be the way the Ramah passes over here, and he adds, but there are also other Rishonim that hold over here like this Shita, and this is the Meiri as well, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Af B'Karmelis Yesh Mokum Tur, that in fact, in a Karmelis, there is a Mokum Tur as well, and therefore, B'Shas Hadchak, he says, one can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here brought down in the second opinion, that you can rely upon a idea that there could be a Mokum Tur even within a Karmelis. The issue footnote number 55 brings down a famous machlokis over here. If the Rishus HaYochid surrounds this Mokum Tur only on three sides, on the fourth side, it's Pasuach Rishus HaRabim. So in this situation, the Chazon Ish says, Shebaofen Zeh HaMokum Nechshav Rishus Liatzman. Then it is considered a separate entity by itself, and it has the din of a Mokum Tur, even though it's within a Rishus HaYochid on three sides. And the Ramah says, Shemokum Tur HaOmed Rishus HaYochid Tofel Rishus HaYochid Hainu Raki Rishus HaYochid Mekif Oso Mikol Tzida. That which the Ramah said, that it's always the Rishus HaYochid, it's only when it's surrounded on all four sides. And he brings down the reason for this as well. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Mem Hei. Now we begin Simen Shin Mem Vav, which deals with Dinei Eruvin Min HaTorah. Now we're going to start to get into what you're allowed to carry from what to what on Shabbos and what you're not allowed to carry. Mechaber starts off with Sif Aleph. Min HaTorah, Midoraisa. A person is only chayav when he goes and brings in from one rishus into another rishus, rishus HaYochid to rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. And vizorek, or if he throws from one of those rishusim to the other rishusim, umoshit, or he carries it, mirishus HaYochid, rishus HaRabim, or mirishus HaRabim, rishus HaYochid. Again, you have to directly transfer it in any way from the rishus HaYochid into rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, in order to be over the Yisud Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Aleph, Hainu. For example, when you're talking about Moshe, Shegufa Omed Rishus Echad, you're standing in one Rishus, and you take with your hands the item, Umoshit Biyado Achevitz Lishus Echad. You take the ball from the Rishus HaYochid, and you put it into the Rishus HaRabim. So you have the Akira and the Anocha done by one person. He picks it up from the Rishus HaYochid, and he places it into the Rishus HaRabim, and he rests it over there. And that is the Issa Daraisa. But Ayin Lekamen and Simen Shin Mem Zayin, we'll learn in the next Simen, in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siv Katan Ches, Le'inyan Moshit Mirushus HaYochid, Lushus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. They will have a whole discussion. What happens if you bring something from Rishus HaYochid and you have to pass it through Rishus HaRabim in order to get to the other Rishus HaYochid? Technically, Midaraisa, you can't be over carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. The Rabbanon over here, we make that you have to make an Erev between them in order to allow you to carry me the Rabbanon, but Midaraisa, you can. The issue footnote number one explains in more detail what exactly this machlokis is, what's the difference in the potential scenarios. Ayin Sham in the issue footnote number one. Now back to the Mechaber. So he taught us first the Din Daraisa. Then he tells us the rabbis instituted, V'chacham Masru, the rabbis instituted different domains as well to be an Issa D'Rabbanon, to carry Mikarmelis Lushus HaYochid, to carry from the area that's a Karmelis, which Midaraisa is really a Mokum Ptur, and to carry from that into Rishus HaYochid. Or, oh, Lushus HaRabim, or to go carry from the Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim. You can't go to either one of them. Oh, Mehem LeKarmelis, or vice versa, to go from either Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis or Rishus HaRabim into a Karmelis. All of these the rabbis forbade. And we see this in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. Dehu dam yokitzas Lushus HaRabim. Since the Karmelis has in ways similarities to a Rishus HaRabim, in the fact, she'ein mechitzos, it doesn't have any walls around it. And therefore, nevertheless, mikol makom ain a rishus harabim. It's not a real rishus harabim. The lav lihilucha the rabim avida, because its main purpose is not for large numbers of people to go into it. And therefore, since it could be mistaken for rishus harabim, v'lachin gazru lo v'chachamim shlo lahotzi ulahachlis v'menu ben rishus harabim or ben rishus hayochid. It has such similarities to rishus harabim. The rabbis didn't want to let you go bring from rishus hayochid into it over here, and therefore you can't go and carry from this karmelis into rishus hayochid or into rishus harabim or vice versa. Kidei shlo yavo lahatir af rishus hayochid rishus harabim, because then you could easily make the mistake and carry from a real rishus hayochid into a real rishus harabim or from a real rishus harabim into a real rishus hayochid. So therefore, the rabbis instituted this gezerah about a karmelis. However, the fourth domain, the Mechaber says, avo mokum petur, in regards to this fourth domain, the rabbis never instituted any additional rabbinical prohibitions, and therefore the basic din daraisa stays the same. Mutar lahotzi ulahachnis mimenu. A person can go and bring into a makom patur or remove from a makom patur and go into rishus hayochid or into a rishus harabim or mehem lesoch and back, and vice versa. So you can take an item from a makom patur and bring it into either a rishus hayochid or into a rishus harabim, or you can bring an item from a rishus hayochid and put it onto the makom patur, or bring an item from a rishus harabim and bring it onto the makom patur. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, and the same thing applies, v'hu adin lahoshit v'lizrok, likewise to actually place it there, or to go and throw it over there. It doesn't have to actually be carried by yourself. You could place it there or throw it there. All three things are the same for the Yisurim Daraisa and for the Yisurim Darabonim. However, the Mechaber says, Avol ha'omeid b'rishus hayochid, if a person is standing in the rishus hayochid, u'motzi o'machnis o'moshit v'zorek l'rishus harabim, derech makom patur o'ifcha, if a person is standing in the rishus hayochid, and then he throws or tosses or places something from that rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, via a makom patur, or vice versa, he takes it from the rishus harabim and puts it into the rishus hayochid via a makom patur, that would be an Issa Daraisa, Chayev over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, Rosh Lomar, and Chav is telling us over here, Shoya Omed, he was standing, V'holach V'hotzi O'hichnis, and he goes and moves from one Rishus to the other Rishus, O'shenishar Omed Elo Shehoshit O'zorach, or he's standing still and he's throwing it or placing it. So then you are Chayev over here, Sivkot and Hey, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Kivin Sh'os Akira B'Rishus HaYochid, the bottom line is, you picked it up from the Rishus HaYochid, V'hanocha, and you put it down B'Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. So if from the Rishus HaRabim, you placed it into Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't make any difference. Lo ich patlon, the fact that Masha Hevir Bein Tayim Derech Mokum Tur does not make it permissible. This is no different than if you directly went from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim or from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. The fact that you temporarily went through a Mokum Tur doesn't make it permissible. You are still over in Issa D'Raisa. There's your footnote number two brings down. Im kishahavi resachefetz derech mokum tur. If as you're carrying this over here through the mokum tur, this mokum tur hoya gavoa hachefetz pachos migimul tvachim lekarka, and it's less than three tvachim above the ground. So then the Chazonish is uncertain. Im nechshav hachefetz kilu hunach b'mokum tur. Maybe this is considered then as if it's in the mokum tur because it's less than three tvachim above the ground. Upatr maybe in this situation it would be still an issur d'rabbanan, but it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa, or maybe not. It's considered as if it's not over there, and you would be chayav in issur d'oraisa. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'dafka shelo oma b'mokum tur." This is talking about that your chayav will be of going from the Rishus HaYochid through the mokum tur into the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, is when you didn't stop in the mokum tur. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol omad ma'at shom." If you did delay and you stopped for a while in the mokum tur, and then you continue to go, then you're not over in issur d'oraisa. It's potter avol osur in this situation. It's only in issur d'rabbanan. Why? Kiven she'asa hanocha b'mokum tur. Because in this situation, you did technically stop in the mokum tur, and technically going from the Shus HaYochid into the mokum tur is permissible, or from the Shus HaRabim into the mokum tur is permissible. The fact that you kept on going, that's why the rabbi said, don't do this, because you may come to do it directly from the Shus HaYochid into the Shus HaRabim and vice versa, even though you're going through mokum tur. But if you stop in the mokum tur, it's only in the Rabbanan. The issue footnote number four explains, v'davkim omad lofush. We're talking here that you stopped to rest, or because of another reason over here that you didn't keep on going forward. But if you just stop to rearrange your package on yourself, so then that would still be an issur d'oraisa. That's not called stopping. And again, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he points out, let me call Mokom Isur d'Rabbanon Iko Apazeh. This would certainly still be an issur d'Rabbanon, because over here, the Gazrina, the rabbis put into a prohibition over here, Dilma Osila Kule, you may come to be lenient in this situation, Ulafuki Lehedim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and come to actually carry directly from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Likewise, Huadin, the Osilotzi Mitamzeh, Rishus HaYochid, Limkom Tur, Derech Rishus HaRabim. You likewise can't go and bring something from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim to the Mokom Tur. Even if you're not going to stop in the Rishus HaRabim, the rabbis forbade that as well. The issue footnote number five brings down, this is true, afilu nasis ha-hotzah zu aydei shnei anoshim, even if two people are doing this, for example, kagon, she'echad osi etzachayvis m'shus ha-yochid v'nichol mokum tur. Reuven goes and takes the item from the Rishus HaYochid and puts it in the mokum tur. And the second person, Shimon, goes and takes it from the mokum tur and puts it into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in this situation, that's still awesome in the Rabbanan over here. The Nesha gam bofen zeh, gorim adover lezilzul b'yisuri Shabbos, because this could easily lead to people being lax in these halachos of Shabbos. And people could inadvertently then go and think that you're allowed to go take something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim directly. He brings down that the Chazonish is not certain that this is in fact true, Ayin, in the rest of this footnote for additional details. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein lo yamod odom al mokum tur. A person shouldn't stand in a mokum tur. V'yikach chefetz miyad mi she'omid b'Rishus HaRabim, and take something from someone in the Rishus HaRabim. V'yitnenu l'mi she'omid b'Rishus HaYochid, and go and hand it to somebody who's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, to get it from the person standing in the Rishus HaYochid and bring it to somebody standing in the Rishus HaRabim. You shouldn't do that. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains that here we're talking about Hai V'chein Lav Davka. It doesn't literally mean exactly and so too, because the Chiyuv Alek was there. We're not talking about an Issa D'Raisa. This is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Kivin Shu Ba'atzma Omeid V'Noyach B'Mokum Pur, because this person is standing in the Mokum Pur. He's allowed to take something from the Rishus HaYochid or from the Rishus HaRabim and bring it into the Mokum Pur, so it can't be an Issa D'Raisa. Migat She'Giyah Chavetz Negdo Nasik Kamo She'Niach Shamat, and as soon as he brings it into him, that would technically be permissible. And therefore, the V'chein over here is talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan. V'Nakat V'chein Mishum Isura, that this is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Mishum Da'al Koponim Nasa because ultimately you have brought something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim in a way that technically may have been permissible with Deraisa, but the rabbis forbade it. Because it could easily come to a leniency that people would make the mistake and go and take something directly without having to stop in the Mokum Ptur, and that would then be over in Issa Deraisa. So the rabbis instituted an Issa D'Rabbanan over here. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Hu Adin, the same halach applies over here. Likach mikarka Rishus HaYochid, litin lekarka Rishus HaRabim. You likewise can't take something not only from a person, but you can't take something from the ground in Rishus HaYochid, put it into the Mokum Ptur, and then take it into Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ulahachlif derech mikom ptur birishuyas derabbanan," and to go and use a mikom ptur to exchange something from an itzah derabbanan area to another area that would only be osim derabbanan. So yesh osim v'yesh matirim. There are those that allow this and those that don't allow this. And the Rama adds, "Go and look lekamen in simin shin ayin bay sivav," which Dirshu footnote number 7 tells us that the kavana of the Rama is that that's talking about shtei chatzeros over there hasmucha zulazu v'lo irvu b'neim. We're talking about two rishus hayochets that are next to each other and they didn't make an area between them, so you're allowed in the raisa to carry there, and there is no problem bringing from each of those rishus hayochas into a mokum p'tur. But the rabbis instituted over there that you can't go and bring from one rishus hayochah through this mokum p'tur into the other rishus hayochah as well. And that would be like the opinion over here that says yesh osrim, which we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess, that they hold Cyril Hu, the Enlech Halik be Rishus the Raisa, Rishus the Rabbanan Linus. There's no difference whether it's from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabban via Mokum Tor or from Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid via Mokum Tor. Both of them would say that it's Osir. We skipped Sivkot and Ches, which the Mishnah tells us, Rosh Lomish Omid al Mokum Tor, Vinotam Yad Misha Omid Rishus Yochid, Vinosil Yad Omid Bekamelis, O Ifcha. We're talking here about from the Mokum Tor from Rishus Yochid into a Kamelis, which is only a Dinder Rabbanan. And likewise, Hu Adinim Notam Chefetz Rishus Yochid, Menichel be Mokum Tor, Chos Vinotam Mokum Tor, Menichel be Kamelis. Same thing vice versa. Sivkot and Yud, the Yesh Matirim say, Dafka b'Rishuyas d'Oraisa Gazrino, Mashen Kem Rishuyas d'Rabbanan, Tavik Zer L'Gzera, they don't do this for a Din d'Rabbanan. That concludes today's shiur.